Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Summer Olympic Games in Paris kick off officially today, although there have been some competitions already, but the opening ceremony is in about 5 hours our time. ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel in the house with us today.
There are always, Gabe, some unique sports. That's what makes the Olympics fun, right? When you see like the short track bicycle racing or something like that. Have you heard that there's this modern pentathlon?
I am unfamiliar with the modern... What makes it a modern pentathlon?
Right, a pentathlon, what, would be five disciplines, yes?
So is there an old-school pentathlon as well?
It's like hammer throwing and whatever.
This one...
Rock moving.
So this combines show jumping, so equestrian stuff.
Okay, yep.
With fencing.
Okay.
With swimming.
Naturally, okay.
And then it says a laser run. Where you have to shoot at targets. So it starts with show jumping an unfamiliar horse. I don't know what that means.
Wait, hang on. Let's explore that a little bit more. So,
an unfamiliar, so like a horse you've never met before? Are they just like going to a local farm in Paris and just grabbing a bunch of horses?
Grab Barney.
Here you go.
Here's old Barney.
Old man LaFontaine has a bunch of horses out there. Just grab one of these.
So that's what you start with and do some show jumping. Then it moves to two rounds of fencing.
Okay.
While on the horse, or have we ditched the horse at this point?
I assume you're off the horse.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on the horse with the sword, isn't that jousting?
I suppose it would be, yes.
After that, and this is for real, they're doing this, followed by
you're making this up.
I am not. There's a picture of it.
Are you sure?
Followed by a cool-off with
AI can be some really convincing.
Greg, is he making it up?
It looks legit.
So then they do a freestyle
swim. That's good
swim.
Producing. Okay, freestyle swim.
So there's the fencing, there's the mystery horse, and then there's the freestyle swim. The final portion is a laser run where athletes alternate between running and shooting at targets.
All right, so it's just James Bond camp. Is that what you're telling me? This is James Bond camp. Because, again, I feel like if you watch the movies, Bond has done all these things. He's definitely fenced. He's definitely ridden a horse. Definitely running and shooting. I mean, at some point, he's definitely swimming, right? Like, this is just a James Bond Olympic event.
I like that idea. And the reason they came up with this is because this is old school type of stuff, apparently, because it helped cavalry riders develop the skills to survive behind enemy lines back in the day.
So is this the Summer Olympic equivalent of, because the biathlon is the skiing and shooting, like you do the cross country skiing, then you're stopping and shooting
at
targets.
And that's a lot of work. Like, that's hard to do.
Oh, cross country skiing that'll kick you in the butt.
Yeah, don't misunderstand the humor. These things are hard to do. There's no question. It's just an oddity of the combination.
My question for all these random, Olympic sports, handball, all these different things, this obviously, how do you find out you're good at these things?
That's a great question.
What aptitude in what areas have you shown to say, you know what I really should do is focus on the fencing and the riding and the laser shooting?
Where do I have to live to be exposed to something like this? I mean, I grew up in a small town, we didn't even have a soccer program, right? Like, our high school didn't have a soccer program.
That niche sport of soccer.
Yes, correct. So it's not like I could even get into soccer, much less... riding a strange horse.
You could probably have done some of that in Horicon. You could have ridden.
I could have, yes.
You could have ridden some strange horses.
Yes, that is very fair. That is very fair. Could have ridden. But like, I don't even know how you find out you're good at these things. Like, even now living in Milwaukee like I have for the past decade, like, is there a Milwaukee handball club that I'm unaware of?
Actually,
and then there's scouts that come, and they're looking for Olympic talent. I just don't know. Like, obviously, basketball and swimming and gymnastics, there are clubs and programs and whatever that they develop, kids from a young age in these things. But like some of the more niche and some of the more just random Olympic sports, I have no idea. Like, you were showing me a picture of rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah.
Is that just a gymnast who failed at all the other stuff? And they went, hey, here's a ribbon, go play in the corner.
It's either hoop or ball or ribbon, I think, right?
Somewhere right now, there's a 7-year-old in Butte, Montana, who's dreaming one day I will ride a strange horse in the Olympics.
If you'd like to watch the strange horse, modern pentathlon.
The prodigy.
is going to take place August 8th, 10th, and 11th.
Mom and Dad are high pressure. You get back on that horse, boy.
If you're fast, you're fast. They throw you in the track. They figure it out. But, you know, I just don't necessarily understand how you get into some of these.
What's the TV schedule for that?
It's going to be on. You'll find it.
6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one more to give you no pain.